It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
At this point, guys, I don't know how anybody can actually still believe that Joe Biden is a Christian or a Catholic. No way. Joe Biden, man, has been driven further and further and further to the left. Remember, it was actually Joe Biden that actually gave woke Megan Rapinoe, the former USWNT soccer star, a medal. Joe Biden, man, I don't know what's going on with this guy, man. Actually, I do. He's not running anything. Okay. He has surrounded himself with a bunch of far left radical Marxists. And these Marxists, man, they are coming for women's sports. It's pretty clear, man. Joe Biden right now is panicking because he's down in the polls. The far left doesn't want anything to do with him. But now he's made an adjustment to Title IX that is going to have massive ramifications on women. Folks, if states actually comply with Joe Biden's redirection of Title IX, oh boy, it's over for women. It is over. Now, the only mainly the only support that Joe Biden actually has right now is from what? Single women. You guys shouldn't be voting for him, man, because he is just now destroyed women's sports forever. Forever, man. Because Biden now has redefined Title IX to include gender identity. Because Biden is losing with the far left. And he wants to pander to these people. However, the far left, man, there ain't a lot of them, man. There's really not a lot of them. They're just the loudest. But there ain't a lot of these people, man. How many people you actually know actually want men and women's sports? Not many. Not many. But they are the loudest. The far left, man, is extremely, extremely loud and radical. We do know that. Now that Biden has done this now, there is a Catholic university that has come out and pretty much said, nah, F you, Biden. We are not listening to you. Now, of course, this doesn't necessarily apply to them anyway, you know, since they're a private institution. But they came out and made it clear. We will not comply. Let's get into it, guys. Make sure you guys like this video. Subscribe to the channel. Become a channel member. Member live stream every single Friday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate the support. So here we go. Check this out. Franciscan University spurns Biden administration's trans policy in Title IX. We will not comply. That's really what they're saying here. It says here, citing his status as a passionately Catholic institution, and Biden's supposed to be a Catholic too, that observes objective reality. The Franciscan University of Steubenville has rejected recent changes to Title IX, allowing gender identity to be used as a basis for sex discrimination. Now, beyond just this university here, there's other states too that said, nah, we're not complying with this. Title IX was actually created to give women a fair opportunity. And now Biden is just spitting all over that man. The prominent Catholic university based in Ohio will continue using biological sets as the basis to separate students in housing, restrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams. As they should. As everyone should, man. I mean, it makes no sense, man. And Riley Gaines was actually on with Say Still. Say Still actually has a podcast on YouTube. And Riley Gaines is actually talking about having to be in a locker room with Leah/Will Thomas. And she said that one of the girls was so panicked, man. One of the girls actually was grateful to actually find like a janitor's closet to change in. Yes, this is what Biden is doing, man. This is what Joe Biden is doing. Father Dave Pavanka, I believe that's where you pronounce his name, T-O-R, the president of Franciscan University, sent a letter informing students that as a religious school, the federal government's altering of Title IX did not impact the university because it conflicted with Catholic teaching. Yeah. Quote, "We believe in the inherent dignity of every human person," Pavanka wrote. "And as a passionately Catholic institution, we believe in and follow the teachings of the Catholic Church that consider sets to refer to the objective reality of a human person as a man, male, or as a woman, female, grounded in and determined by a person's biology." Father Pavanka also emphasized Franciscan's compendium of human sexuality, which reaffirms that sexual identity is based on a person's biology. Yes, I agree with that. Quote, "Violations of the dignity of a person will not be tolerated on this campus," Pavanka said. "Presenting authentic Catholic teachings, which convey truth, beauty, liberty, and healing, uplift the human person in every respect. Teaching what the church teaches is an act of charity and our duty as a Catholic university." The statement protects students and employees from facing discipline for not referring to a person by their preferred pronouns. You know what, guys? I got a serious question for you guys. Maybe you guys can let us know in the comment section. Have you actually ever ran into a single person that wanted you to address them by a different pronoun? Never happened to me. It's never happened to me. Maybe this stuff is really kind of manufactured out there by the media. Now, looking at me, I'm a man. I'm a sir. I'm a he, him. That's what I am. I mean, you don't need to ask me for my preferred pronouns. I'm a man. Biology doesn't lie. I don't belong in a women's locker room. I just don't, man. But Biden seems to be okay with that, man. The people in his administration, man, they want that stuff to happen. They want men. They want emasculated men to identify as females and dominate the competition, man. That way, you know, if Biden actually gets back in office again, man, he can uplift them and tokenize them. That's really what this is about, man. This is all tokenization, man, to pander to the 0.0005% of the people out there. That's all it is, man. Biden is pathetic, man. Biden is really, really pathetic. I'm pretty sure that Trump, when he gets back in office, he'll actually reverse this. And I don't believe that any state should be compliant with this. But we know there's going to be some woke states out there, man, that are going to comply. California, of course, Washington State, I'm pretty sure. Maybe even New York. Yeah, this is ridiculous, man. Biden wants to destroy women's sports forever. That's just my thoughts on this. What do you guys think of this? Black and white sports fans, let us know what you think about all this in the comments. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. And we'll catch you next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.